everybody is not his people's. Everybody is not his people's. 2 Chronicles 7:14. 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. My peoples. Number four. My peoples. Number four. Look like God putting the blame on us. Something we got to do here. He can't move except we make a move. If my people do what I say, in a sense, I can heal the land. I can fix this sick society. If you just do what I say. Because if it ever was a time that the world is sick, it's sick right now. Not so much physically sick, but sinly sick. We don't count nothing now sin. Everything now is just common to us. One time it was sin, but now I don't know what we done to it, but we done something to let it be not sin. I don't know how we can do this, but somebody done did it. But God still called it sin. He's still telling us to turn from our wicked way. Notice now, he's not talking to everybody. He said, my peoples. Somebody got to show an example that it can be done. If it cannot be done, he would not have said it. Evidently, it can be done. We the way God talks, we fall in sin. Everywhere sin go, we fall in. Everywhere sin go, we just fall in. But where he said, if we what? Turn. We got to make a what? Turn. We can't keep on falling sin. And if we turn, he said, you'll hear from heaven.
All right.
And I can do some. I can heal what got you sick. But you got to make a turn. Look like, everybody said, look like. Look like we don't fell in love with this stuff. You got to get tired of it. Ain't that right? Yes. You got to get tired of it. You not sick of it yet? You can't sleep at night? You can't get along with your neighbor? You can't get along with your wife? You can't get along with your husband? You can't get along with your friend? You got to get rid of it. You bother not only you, you bother other folks too. Folks watching the church, my people, you know better, my people, Not everybody, not called by my name, but those who call by my name. I'm talking to you. If you can't be called by his name, he's not referring to you. But those who've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, he's talking to you. He done brought us. God Almighty. See, he done brought you. He done brought you out of darkness into his marvelous light. In other words, now you know what sin is and know what sin not now. You can see it now. It don't have a hook on you now because I gave you power to overcome it now. My people. Number four. We are special people. We should be thankful because God picked you out. Because everybody is not God's people. But it's enough to get happy because he picked you out. And can be called by my name. That's an honor. Special peoples. We should be thankful peoples. And God is still looking and calling everybody to come unto me to be my peoples. The peoples of God. And again, my brothers and sisters, when the world look at the church, when they look at the church of Jesus Christ, they look at that heaven product. They look at that heaven outcome. Let them see our good work and not just bad stuff. Oh boy. The outcome. What man that not say what I want to be in Jesus' church for?
Yes, sir. That's
right. I run with them folks. I be with them folks. They're doing the same thing I'm doing. If they doing the same thing I'm doing, where I'm going? I believe, God Almighty, along with the Bible, the old folks say, I don't do what I used to do.
All right.
I don't go where I used to go. Why? Because I've been redeemed. Because I'm following Jesus now and not following the devil no more. Everywhere the devil go, I'll be with him. But now I've been changed.
Amen.
The old folks said, I don't do what I
used to do.
Well, I said, old folks said that. I don't go where I
used to go.
I don't say where I
used to
go. Something must have done to happen. I don't drink like I
used to drink.
Something evidently done happen. Something got to replace what you used to do.
All right.
And he able to replace anything. I don't care how good it is. I said he can replace anything. Because he God. And besides him, there is no other God. And God looking for his people to be an example to the world. Don't throw no brick at me now. No. Watch this. Now watch this. You better listen to that. How can we help the world? God Almighty. The world is sick.
You're right.
They need somebody to help them.
You're right. Yeah.
I said they sick.
Yes, they are.
Sin sick.
Yeah.
They watching the church.
Yeah.
Look like now. Everybody said look like. Look like the church not doing no good. I said look like.
Look like.
It looks like the church ain't showing no evidence that they've been what? Changed.
Jesus.
Stay there a minute. They don't, Cunningham, they don't see no change. I have, you have, all of, we have talked to folks sometime and tell them, that, baby, brother, you ought to cut that out.
Yeah.
You know, you can get saved. Talking to a son of man.
Yeah.
And I don't know about nobody else, but they don't told me now.
Yeah.
Down through the years. And yeah. And you ain't got to do that.
Yeah.
And come to church and hear the gospel. I'll tell you about Jesus and that, but come on, go to church and
yeah.
Watch this now. What I'm going to church for.
All right.
I don't know.
They have told me, I don't know what he told you.
All right.
I know some of your memos. God knows I'm not lying. Y'all know I'm not lying. They have told y'all too.
Amen.
They doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
You got some in the choir doing the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
You got some in the pulpit doing the thing I'm doing. You got some on the deacon ministry doing. You got some on the usher board doing the same thing.
Yeah. I know.
Come on.
But I found out something.
Yeah, sir.
First of all, you got to get sick of what you're doing.
Yeah, 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 brother.
You got to recognize that God is not pleased with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sin still feel good.
Yeah.
Sin still look good.
Yeah.
But it stinks in God's nostrils. Adam found out something else.
Uh-huh.
When God touched you.
Yeah.
The old folk, you said, I'm going to say it again. I had to say, I don't go where I used to go.
Yeah.
What you were doing, honey? What you were doing, baby? Everything went right. I heard a preacher say many years ago, but I mess around and stumble
on Jesus.
On Jesus.
Jesus. We can't help.
And he got something to me.
Yeah.
He touched me.
Yeah.
It wasn't no man touch, it was Jesus' touch. And when he touched me, I don't go where I used to go now. I don't say where I used to sit, but I've been changed. His people. It's some changed people who got a desire to stand for him. I have found out you got to have a desire. We're not perfect, no kind of way. But I declare, if you have a desire to be kept by God, God is able to keep you. I find out it's a wrestle, Lee. It's a wrestle all the time.
Yeah.
Paul said, every time I want to do good, that devil is always at my side.
Yeah.
Every time it comes in my mind, I'm going to do right.
Yeah.
The devil will pop up every time. You got to look him in the eye. I can do all things through Christ which strengthened me. And then you got to look him in the eye again and say, I rebuke you, devil, in the name. You got to do it in the name.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Look him in the
eye. Yes, sir. It's something about the name.
Amen.
I dare you to try.
Yes.
Old folks say, I double dog dare you to try.
Preach over him, man.
And watch and see what'll happen.
Yeah.
I said, watch and see what'll happen.
Yeah.
Whatever going on, I dare you to look him in the eye.
Yes, sir.
If he got in the eye.
Yeah.
So whatever it is.
Yeah.
So I rebuke you.
Yes, sir.
Call the name.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Buddy, if you don't scare, come and see me.
Yeah.
But you got to mean what you said.
Yeah.
There ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah.
He'll tear your life up. He'll run you down.
Yes.
But God gave us Jesus
yes.
to overcome the devil.
Yes, sir.
We don't match with the devil on our own.
No,
but thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
He sent. Lord of mine.
Say it, Pastor.
Help this poor boy. I'm about to get happy.
Go ahead.
After Jesus paid the debt,
yeah.
he died
yeah.
for sin
yeah.
that we can overcome it.
Yeah.
He become sin
yeah.
for us
yeah.
to overcome sin.
Yeah.
He went down in hell. Just for you and I to have power over sin. Well, where sin come from, Reverend Walker? The devil. The devil is what? Sin. That same sin, but that same power that God gave us, we can rebuke that devil in the name of Jesus. Watch this now. To prove it, he went to hell. Well, how come the devil couldn't hold him? For you and I. He went to hell for you and I. If the devil could have kept him down there, we would have no way out. But he got up. I heard that shit, baby.
Glory to God.
He got up.
Come on, with
sin trying to get her loose.
Yes, sir.
But the power of God kept him there.
Yeah.
Trying to keep him down there.
Yeah.
But all folks are early.
Yeah.
I don't know what time it was. It might not have been in the morning. I don't know what time, but early. They call it early. Early Sunday morning. He got up with all power in his hand. Can I say it like this, y'all? He started gathering up everything. Everything. Started gathering up everything. Gathering up everything.
Getting it all.
And then when he got through, he put in handshake. So now I got all of it. In my hand. What you worrying about? What you crying for? Why can't you sleep at night? I got everything in my hand. Everything that bothers you, I got it in my hand. Everything that's keeping you up all night, I got it in my hand. Church got to see Jesus. You don't see Jesus a little weak and somebody getting around like this. Heart of mine. When he got about that grave, if the grave can hold him, death can do nothing with him. Well, what else can hold him? Satan couldn't do nothing with him. What else can bother him? He got all of it in his hand. The devil can't stop the church. The devil cannot stop the church. All the devil can do is just word the church land. Fuck him on the head every once in a while. That's all he can do. Jesus fixed that bug, didn't he, boy? A little pluck ain't gonna hurt you. Stepping on your toes ain't gonna hurt you. Give him a little slap in the face ain't gonna hurt you. He can't do nothing. God allowed that to happen. But stopping you, he can't never stop you because God already done fixed that. Right now, oh, have mercy. Right now, the most powerful thing on this earth, besides the Holy Spirit, is the church. It's the church of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
I better straighten that out. Because Booty got a church. The devil got churches. But this church, this church, this church have a different foundation. We own a foundation that cannot be destroyed. If you don't believe me, call on the devil and ask him. They tried to destroy it. They went far enough calling himself, don't kill them. Don't even realize death is in God's hands. Death said, let me just get by this time. God allowed his son to go down in the grave. I say allow it. Stayed there 3 days and three nights and got up when he felt like it.
You're right.
God already conquered death. What you afraid of? We are the peoples of God. But we don't act like
it.
What wrong? Pastor, what wrong? Preacher, what wrong? William Walker?
Yeah.
Many times we chicken. Everybody said chicken. We are afraid. What afraid to stand up and face the devil.
That's it.
You got to face the devil. You got something to shield you. You got the word of God. If anything the devil got to recognize, it's the word of God. If anything the devil got to recognize, he got to recognize the Holy Spirit. He can't do nothing with either one of them. You can rebuke the devil. Don't be afraid.
Well,
I don't care how red he look. I don't care how shiny he look. I don't care how good or best. I said, you can rebuke him. Not in our name. Not in Walker's name. Not in New Bethlehem. Not in Jimmy's name. But I dare you to rebuke him in the name of Jesus.
Come on now.
Don't be afraid to do it. Don't be afraid to do it. Sometimes some of y'all you got them bad husbands in.
Come on.
I ain't talking about y'all now, but some of y'all, you know. I know it. Watch this. God Almighty.
Preach.
May sound funny, but I dare you.
Tell it.
We got some husbands who beat on wives. I know they used to do it. They'll slack up a little bit now, but they put them in jail now. But.
The women got guns out there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, these women got pistols too and things. Stand up, brother. See, when he hit you, you know, and you point at him like that. In the name. Stay right there. I got you. I know it sounds funny, but God knows it works. I don't have a woman to tell me that. But I told her, when you come back, you look him dead in the eye and say, I rebuke you, devil. Call the devil name. Because it's the devil. Say, I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. You crazy, you crazy, you crazy. That's all he got to say.
Well,
I told her what to do in my life. And she told he called her crazy then.
Yeah.
I rebuke you, devil, in the name of you. You crazy, you crazy. But he offended him.
All right.
Go sit down now. It's something about the name.
Well,
it's something about the word of God. Boy, I don't care how fast he come at you, but in the name of Jesus, he got to slide and stop.
Yeah, he got to stop. Yeah, pump and break.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pump and break.
And if he messed out and do, church, you've been a sliding to him. That's all. But he got to stop. God ain't got nobody here to take his place. With power. God got all of it in his hand. He allowed the devil to have some power, but God got all of it. God Almighty. We his peoples. We the peoples of God. We belong to God. We've been wrapped, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And my brothers and sisters, when mankind is in sin, he has somebody to go to help him out. And that the name of Jesus. The Bible says it is impossible, it is hopeless to try to follow Jesus and the devil at the same time. Because God is a jealous God, and he ain't gonna have it. That's what hurt a lot of us in churches. We try to follow both of them at the same time. Stand up, Paul. Young man. Come here, brother. Leave Jess alone. Come here, brother. I can't love both of y'all the same way.
That's right. That's right.
One of y'all got to go.
Yeah. That's right.
Stay back up, brother. I ain't got rid of you yet. One of you got to go. Love both of you.
Yes,
God said you can't love me and the devil at the same time.
Amen. That's right.
God Almighty.
Yes, Lord.
That's what church folks try to do.
Yes, Lord.
They want to please the devil and want to please God at the same time.
That's right.
It ain't gonna work with God.
No, sir. Amen.
God, watch this now. God give us enough of power.
Yes.
I don't care what the devil doing to me.
Yes.
He give me enough of power to overcome what he's doing.
Yes.
Y'all got my point?
Yes, sir.
I don't care how it is. I don't care how sweet it is. I don't care how nasty it is. I don't care what it is. God give me enough of power to overcome this devil.
Yes, sir.
He didn't give us some power. He gave us all of it in a sense that he can overcome any sin that you're going through with. He's able to do it because he got all of it in his hand. He gave us enough to overcome the devil.
Yes, sir. Amen. Thank you.
Problem that I do, brother, you've got to depend on him.
Yes.
You've got to depend on the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
he's able to give you power to overcome the devil.
Yes.
You ain't got to compromise with the devil.
Yes.
Watch this. God gave us enough of power.
Yes, sir.
To look at the devil.
Yes, sir.
And point at him.
Yes.
And say, I rebuke you.
Yes,
all right.
Sir.
That's all right.
You ain't got to be afraid of him.
Amen.
Hey.
Tell some folks sometimes, you don't know him. I do know him.
All right.
We know one another.
Yes.
Look him in the eye.
Yes.
Say, I rebuke you.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I'll never forget. You can't be scared. That's when I first started preaching.
Yes, sir.
I was crazy the best of all then, you know. I was paying I put a house authority.
Yes, sir.
And this lady, boy, she old lady. Old too, you know. And Malone started preaching, just you know. But I wasn't afraid of the devil, but she scared me that time. Watch her. God knows I'm not lying. I was a painter. You know, I paint, you know. And here she come, you know. Oh, can't hardly walk. Want to put her arm around me. You know. I just bagged up and done like this. I said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Now watch the devil.
Uh-huh.
He know us.
Yes, he knows.
You little jitty boy. Y'all forgive me. Y'all, God knows I'm not lying.
Yeah.
I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus. That old woman just looked at me and said, boo! Here come on. She said, boo! You just start preaching. He always try to overcome us. But we caught him. Try to get happy.
Go ahead, Pastor.
We got Jesus.
You're right.
When you don't know no better, he'll mess you up. But when you learn about the word of God, he can't say boo and you'll move.
Yes, sir.
You look back at that boo again.
Yes, sir.
That's what you got to learn about the word of God. God's word doesn't run from nobody. This word gonna stand when everything else gonna boo. Lord Almighty. God didn't give us no sugarfoot Jesus.
All right.
This is what you got to believe if you want to believe it. You got to believe that Jesus died.
You're right.
When death get a hold to you, can't nobody else take it off you.
Yes.
When death choked you, he got you, buddy.
Amen.
He got you. Yes. Can't nobody release it but one somebody. And that's God. Death tried to kill Jesus.
Yes.
And he died.
Yes.
He just took in and died.
Yes.
He would die not for himself.
Yes.
He was sorry for no sin that he does. He would die for our sin.
Yes.
What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? Jesus went to hell for all of us. Cause he want to go, cause he loved us just that hard. We treat Jesus so bad, he went to hell for us. Couldn't nobody else do it but him. He went down in hell. Stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. And watch this now. It was something strange about this grave. Why they got guards walking around a grave with a dead man, they know he in there. What God got this soul walking around a grave? What they was afraid of? They never saw nobody got about no grave. Lord Almighty. But they was calling him God a dead grave. Lord Almighty. But he got up. Well, Reverend Walker, what? How you know? Don't ask me that. I'll stop preaching. He must have evidently not got up. Because he lives in me. He give us power to not to obey the devil. If you ain't got the power of God, the devil make you do anything. And you can't help yourself. Because you don't have no what? Power.
Say that, Pastor.
He can't make you do things now. Because I got power to overcome him. But if you don't have Jesus, he'll make you do anything. He'll lead you just like you got a hot dog and lead a dog somewhere. You got no power. He'll make you do stupid and crazy things, sinful things. But when you got Jesus, I'm giving you power to overcome the devil. And you can look at the devil dead in the eye and don't be afraid. And you can point your finger at him and say, I rebuke you. I'm not calling you a devil now, but I rebuke you, devil, in the name of in the name of Jesus. God gave us what? Power. Gave us power. In the name. We his people. But we don't act like his people. We chicken. We afraid. We don't want to make no stand when it comes down to standing for Jesus. If the devil folks to stand, we all to stand. God gave us power to overcome the devil. But he don't want you to know that. You ain't got to obey the devil. Call on Jesus. Say, Lord, give me strength. And God knows he'll give you strength. If you have a desire in the name of Jesus. My brother and sister, the Bible said it is impossible. It's hopeless trying to follow both at the same time. But watch this now. Watch that. I ain't got a few minutes. Watch this. Watch this. Thank God for being a jealous God. Ain't that something? What God look like being jealous?
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Jealous.
He don't want the devil to have now one of his children.
That's right.
He get what? Jealous. And if you love to be with the devil,
yes,
God loves you so.
Yes, sir.
He'll come and pull that to be comfortable with you.
Yes, sir.
That's my son.
Yes, sir.
I'm got to send some hounds at him.
Yes, sir.
Maybe some hungry hounds.
Yes, sir.
Maybe some hounds that don't get you uncomfortable.
Yes, sir.
In a way you get into yourself and say, I believe I go back home.
Yes, sir.
It's something about the power of God to overcome the devil. He always at the church. The devil be in every local church. Everybody say local church. The devil be in every local church. He here right now.
Amen.
Oh boy. He comes in peoples. And he here with a spirit. He got demons somewhere around you, I promise you.
Yes.
I promise you.
Yes, Lord.
In every church you go to,
yes,
if you go to Jesus' church where he was pastor, you know good well he in here.
Yes,
he in every local church where they lifting up the name of Jesus.
Yes,
what are you there for, Reverend Walker? To get your mind off what the preacher's saying?
All right.
To keep your mind over yonder, by yonder, whoop up, poop up, over yonder, all kind of stuff. Why you won't get blessed.
That's right.
Got your mind all crossed up. Well, we had a time last night. See, you ain't paying me no attention, some of you right now.
That's right.
Wake yourself up and listen at me.
Right.
That's his holy name.
Right.
The devil have you crazy, the best of all. You come to the house of prayer to get the word of God. You got to listen. You got to wake up. You can't be thinking about what I did last night, what I'm going to do tomorrow. Keep your mind on what God got to say to you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
He'll control you while you're in church. I heard you. I'm glad when you sit down. Oh, I got a few more minutes. I got a few more minutes. We feel like the devil don't come to local churches. He's sleeping in local churches. The devil is everywhere. Where people are, the devil. Where the church is, the devil. But Reverend Walker, he ain't come to worship. No, he come to keep up from worship.
Yes, you're right. Yes.
You'll be surprised how many folk come to church ain't paying the preacher no attention.
You're right. Amen.
You'll be surprised how the choir got everybody shouting and they don't even see what happened.
All right.
Because their mind, the devil got their mind occupied.
Yes,
Help us, Jesus. You're right.
That's what he messed around with churches for. To keep folk mind from really focusing on the word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He don't want you to hear the word of God and take it in. Because the word of God give us power. It give us knowledge that we can go to God and ask him anything. And if anybody going through something right now that you know it ain't right, I dare you to hand it over to Jesus. I'm finna go. Can I say it like one of y'all? I double dog dare you to try. If you tell Jesus, call him. My, I dare you to do it. It means what you say. I don't care what you're doing. If it's wrong, I dare you to say what I'm going to tell you right now.
That's right.
And mean what you say.
Take your time.
Dare. I'm going to use something simple. You love to steal. Simple. It's wrong to steal, Jeff. Some folk go to the store and shoplift. Steal. You ought to pay for it, but you stole it. God didn't tell you to do it.
Yes, sir.
Well, who told you? I dare you to get to yourself. All that money. And call on Jesus.
Well,
you've got to be honest with
me. Yes, sir. Be honest with me.
I say you got to be what?
Honest.
Watch this now. This is saying, man. Stop trying to fool him. What I look like trying to fool God? What you look like trying to fool God? He already knew you before you got here. When you get real, I dare you to do it. When you don't care how bad it is, I dare you. When you get real with God, and mean business, you think if you're a child of God, whatever, if you want to get saved, I don't care how bad it is, we'll keep you from getting saved. But I dare you to be real with God. And just tell him, Lord, how much on me? If you want to go further, go further. But he knows your heart. Your mouth may say something, but your heart ought to match with your mouth. And if you mean business, God, hurt your prayer. Deliver me. I've been stealing all my life, taking things that doesn't belong to me. Help me, please. If you talk to God like that, from the depths of my heart, he'll take your appetite of stealing. I say he'll do it. It's nothing too hard that God can't do. I'm just using that as stealing. Anything that's wrong, give it to God.
You're right,
yes, Lord. Don't get used to it. You get so used to it, you think you can't stop. But God is able to give you strength to overcome it. We are God peoples. And if we are God peoples, the world watching us. Watch this. I'm going to close. Watch this. Somebody got their eye on me, you, you? Don't you think? Don't think about it. You say you're a Christian. Yeah, I'm a Christian. But watch this. A lot of folks say, well, I go to church. You ain't said nothing. The devil sleep in church. Yeah. When I'm big, you say, I go to church. Devil, I go too. Watch this now. Going to church doesn't deliver you. Doesn't deliver me. If that's the case, won't be no devil.
That's right.
Because devil always got somebody going to represent him.
That's right.
In every church.
That's right.
See, what deliver us is you talking to God and have a desire to be delivered.
This is catalog number 1831.
You've got to be honest with it. Don't get on your knees and, Lord, you know, sometimes, forget about this sometime. I do this. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. I take things that doesn't belong to me. Can't nobody help me but you. Deliver me from it. You got to be plain and blunt with God. Don't be trying to shook around and coat the bush. Just go and tell her, I steal. Help me. And if you mean business, Lord of mine, if you mean business, if you mean business, and he don't deliver you, come see me.
Thank you.
Come. That's fair enough, man. I said, fair enough. Come and see me.
That's right.
What you going to do?
Yeah.
We both going to God.
All right. All right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We're supposed to pray one for. Sometimes folk have partners of prayer. They pray together. There are two or three. Gather in my name. It got to be in his name.
Thank you, pal. Thank you, pal.
It can't be in Walker's name. It can't be in New Bethlehem name. The devil will do but laugh at you. No! Hey. I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to call. Tried him. Help you tried him. Help you tried him. Call him in the morning. All day long. Late at night. He never slumber, or never sleep. He always watching you. Always standing by your side. If you mean business, go to him. Say, right now, Jesus, he'll come see about you. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. He'll do it. I dare you to mean business. I dare you to mean business. You ought to try it. I dare you. If you mean business, go to him. Don't let the devil put doubts in your mind. Go to Jesus. And I don't care, in a sense, what it is. He's able to deliver us. I don't care what it is and who it is. If you mean business with God, he have no respect to person. Don't let that doubt come in your mind. I'm not that Jackson. I'm not that Miss. You ain't got to be like nobody. You God child. He have no respect to person. He said, call me. Tell me. Anything. Ain't that right? He ain't going to spread it out to nobody. If you don't spread it, he ain't going to spread it. You can go to him and comfort them and say, Lord, help me. deliver me from this that I can't deliver myself. God knows he'll do it. Can I get a witness on that? Have he delivered you? He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll do it. When you mean busy, he will do it. When you mean, don't be playing with God. Don't have no doubts about it. Go there with your mind made up. He's able.
Yes, sir.
He'll deliver you. I don't care what it is. He'll make you love your enemy. Not make you. He'll fix your heart. Regulate it. You'll find yourself hugging that sister when you couldn't stand her. Shaking that brother's hand when you couldn't look at him. Make you sick to look at him. But God will fix it. Even sickness, go to him. Go to him. You can't do by asking. Don't be afraid to ask him. Say, Lord, I went to the doctor. The doctor told me this, but I'm depending on you. You my doctor. You my doctor. You can tell God anything. Tell him, don't be afraid. Mean it. Believe it. Believe it. Have faith in God.
Amen.
When you go to God in doubts, I don't find out. That stop a lot of things from happening to us. Go to him crazy like. Even you can tell your friend, I'm going to God. I'm going to God and tell him about it. And mean business. Don't have no doubts. Please, don't have no doubts. And then when you get through praying, say, now thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for answering my prayer. I receive it by faith.
Yes, sir.
And wait on God.
Yes.
He may not answer you quick sometimes.
Yes.
Fast sometimes.
Yes.
Sometimes he let you go through some things.
Yes.
But you'll see it down the road.
Yes.
Sometimes he do it right now. All depending on what you're praying for.
Yes.
Sometimes God does utter our prayer because it keeps us at his feet sometimes. I mean that now. You got to watch God. Don't get mad with God. He loves you. Don't get mad. God got all kind of ways of helping us.
Thank you, Jesus.
I do something for this preacher. He asked me to do that. But on down the road, I ain't going to stand him. I can't let him have that. I can't let him do this because I love him.
Yes, Lord.
And if I give to him, I ain't gonna see him no more in church. Same thing about us. Not the matter that God don't love us. He don't give us everything like a little baby asking. He gives you things that you need, not just to have fun with, but some I need. Can't nobody just give it to me. Go to him.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got the tongue to flip.
All right.
You ain't got the wallet.
All right.
He said, ask me.
Yes.
Then he said,
yes.
Get by yourself and just ask him.
Yes.
Then wait on him.
Yes.
Say, Lord, I need so
you. Yes.
Listen. I know you're able.
Yes.
Get that glory to him right there. And you told us to ask you anything. So I'm asking you to do so and such thing. You got the glory, the honor, and the praise. Same way about getting saved. God is a savior.
Right?
Paul said, I'm the chief of sinners. I persecute the church. What Paul was trying to tell us, Paul, if God can save a low-down somebody like me, who beat on his church, kill folks in the church, if God had pity on me, you know what he'll have pity on you.
I kill Christians. That's what he talked like. He was talking, I kill Christians. And God saved me. I'm the chief of sinners. I fought the church. Watch this. And sometimes we come to church and sometimes we don't know Jesus as our Savior. I'm talking about folk who never confess Jesus. I don't like to put it like this. It's so easy to be saved. I don't like that statement too much. If you want to be saved, what do you mean, Reverend Walker, folk being saved? Being saved means I don't have to go to hell when I die. They go to the lake of fire forever. All you have to do if you mean business, I mean mean it from your heart. God will come in your life. He'll come in your life and you'll feel it that he's dealing with you. Just tell the Lord, Lord, you come to save sinners. I'm a sinner. Save me. If you mean that from your heart, God will save you right now. Oh, my time up, man. Oh, have mercy. And that's all right there, right? He'll save you right now. God knows he will. Sometimes we wait on a lick or something to make you shout. It don't happen like that all the time. It's a faith walk.
Yes, sir.
Simply, I believe. In my heart.
Yeah.
And confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
Yeah.
Yes. The Bible says, thou shalt.
Yes.
It's so simple, folk don't believe it. Because it's so like simple. You just got to have faith and want to be saved. God will save you. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ? Ask your person to save. I'm not going to tell you to stand, plan on standing for Lord's Supper. But anybody want to give their life to Christ? Ask your personal Savior. Would you come now? Don't be ashamed of Jesus. If you're lost, please don't. Because you're going to die one day. All of us going to die. We see folks die. They're gone somewhere. And without Jesus, you can't go to heaven. He come to carry us back to heaven. We came from heaven. Jesus come to take us back to heaven. But you got to believe in him as your Lord and your Savior. He come in the world to save the sinner man. Don't be ashamed. If you're not saved, God will save you. Lord knows he'll do it. He come to save folks. He come to save people. Always remember that. Always remember that. He come to save folks. That's what he come in the world for. To save peoples. To save peoples. To save peoples. Come to save people. Jesus. Anybody want to come by Christian experience or by letter, you may come. Jesus didn't come here to save little puppies and little dogs and cows and cats. They don't have a living soul. See, animals don't have living souls. Of God. We have a soul, can't never stop existing.